The Vermont House passed a resolution Thursday designating the state's third cartoonist laureate. The laurels were presented to Tony winner Allison Bechtel.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives that the General Assembly congratulates Allison Bechtel of Bolton on being named the third Vermont cartoonist laureate.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes do have it.
These aren't the comics of our Father's Day.
Vermont House Representative Thomas Stevens.
But they get to what this world is in a completely different way than a novel or a joke or a radio show. Their artwork is outstanding. Their messages are clear.
Stevens hosted cartoonists and representatives from the Center for Cartoon Studies, located in White River Junction, which selects Vermont's cartoon laureate. Allison Bechtel is the third to receive the laurels, following New Yorker illustrator Ed Koren and Johnny Boo and American Elf cartoonist laureate James Kochalka. During an informal reception, all three met Governor Phil Scott. Bechtel gave him a copy of her award-winning book, Fun Home.
I'm not really sure what my responsibilities are as the laureate. I'm going to have to find out.
As the group surrounding them laughs, Kochalka jumps in.
Responsibilities are whatever you want. People ask you to do things, and then you have to say yes or no.
I was hoping to just rest on my
laurels. Bechtel first rose to fame with her comic strip, Dykes to Watch Out For. The 2006 graphic novel Fun Home depicted her life growing up with her tormented bisexual father. Time named it the best book of that year, and it was a finalist for a National Book Critics Circle Award. In April 2015, a musical adaptation opened on Broadway. It won Best Musical and four other Tony Awards. Bechtel is also the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant.
My career is so improbable. I never, ever would have imagined it going the way it has. You know, I started out doing this very subcultural, fringe, alternative comic strip about lesbians, and now I'm the cartoonist laureate. It's funny, the culture has really changed a lot. It's become a lot more accepting of not just of gay people and narratives about gay life, but about has become more accepting of cartoons and comics culture. And my work has been at the intersection of those two things, so it's kind of cool.
Why are people drawn to her work?
I don't know. I mean, my comic strip was very much about just the everyday lives of a community of queer people, and I tried really hard to make that authentic and accurate and true to what my experience was like. And then I went on from that to write these family memoirs, which again I tried to do as true, tell as true a story as I could. And I think something about that trying to uncover the truth of a thing is appealing to people. It touches people when it works.
Why does putting it in illustration mode work better for you than text mode?
For one thing, it's just something I can do. I can draw, so I do. And I feel like it touches people directly. I mean, of course, language does that too, but if you can get people with both language and representational images, there's an extra power that you can get. Your message can really kind of seep into them in a very direct way that I find is more unusual with just, you have to be a much better writer to do that with just words than I am, so it helps to have both barrels.
Bechtel was excited when the Center for Cartoon Studies began the tradition of naming a cartoon laureate and is thrilled to be named the state's third.
6 years ago, James Kochalka was the first one. I thought it was really cool. We're kind of a cartooning hub with the great Center for Cartooning Studies down in White River Junction. And per capita, a lot of cartoonists in this state. So it just seems kind of like a nice natural fit for Vermont.
Retiring laureate Ed Koren has been a contributor to the New Yorker since 1962.
Having a cartoonist laureate, it kind of makes us equivalent to many of the other art forms that are always given great honors, and we then take our place amongst them.
Vermont is the only state to regularly appoint a cartoonist laureate. In 2008, Alaska named Chad Carpenter its cartoon laureate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.